Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Jesus Christ here on Blog Talk Radio. Live coming from Queens. My show.
Anyways. Get away. You eat at 5 o'clock. I don't care. Tonight. You gotta behave yourself, man. The right kind of dog. Who's the brother besides yourself? Everything that's the way I am not to do right now. He said. Well, how are you?
Let her go. All right, Christine and Perry, a thousand years. I'm bored, okay? And you look and look at him. I think you're getting wrong. I'm moving, man. I love you. I got the hand. I don't want to do it. Wake up. Hello. You are getting serious, but I need you to come take out. Face my face. Mm-hmm. I don't see you. Movie is play now. All right. It's play fast in here. So I don't know what kind of TV. Let's get some calls in. I missed your call. I look. Probably here. I'll find a different. See if you can find out how do I hear it. Work on speaking and hire speakers. Something. I don't know. And, yeah, it ain't that thing. So called. Don't rush me.
That is your boy, Chuck.
I'm not helping nobody.
It's my job. You talking to me? Oh, I do.
Yeah.
So mind your business. They cut it out.
They get Pepe Fuyo on me, call me. Really? I need this food. Here you are. I'm not pop. Never be wrong. My phone charge and my phone. Thank you. for having me, Jim. I need to ask you a question. Moving along on Eugene's Corner Show, make a request. I don't think anybody else is calling. I don't know who's calling. Thank you. That's right. Why should I show off my show? Who the hell are you? This may be making a news together.
banging.
I'm looking here for a certain song. I can't see the fire to find it. Why? The next day was, I try to play this one. Oh, I found what I'm looking for. It's not Charlie. We're going out there because what do you say? I didn't say that. I'm going to go to the hospital. Hi. There it is. Thank you. He is a show. Good morning, Charlie. Happy New Year, old DJ. Yeah, but anytime it's moved for one moment, I'm looking at one moment. What are you going to do anyway? Mm-hmm.
Well, how is he working in this weather and he's just feeling well?
It's very good.
Come on, let's go. I did. He went out.
I got to work.
Fucking dog in that. Son of a bitch.
Yeah?
Who said so?
Get the hell out of here. Get your fucking mind.
Thank you.
Charlie!
Yeah. I watch him. How's the morning? He went out. Come on, Charlie, let's go. And it goes deep. And they tell me to go outside. All fine. I'm not even sorry.
Come on, Charlie.
Take them off and put them in there. You got them out and I take them off. Every time I leave them fucking home, you're letting them out.
Come on, Charlie. Come on. After this weather.
Charlie, come on.
He's in a live version.
Thank you. nationwide tour.
Alright. Yeah, a good song. All right, here comes a great hit by Selena Gomez. Red.
Thank you.
Well,
That was Resistance Watching. Yeah, I kicked your ass. Yeah. You kicked my ass. What's the care of you, man? This on song, please. Nice, man. That was on song. Thank you. And it looks like you're actually poor, you know.
Trying to haze.
Haze, guys. All right, here you go. Let me get you. Yeah, that's all right. You're going to use Okay, she's doing.
Take my left hand, just lay it flat here on the ledge like so. I'm just going to slide it straight back forward. same technology is also able to measure the amount of oxygen in my blood, which is known as my blood oxygenation. And to follow, it's going to help me grab this bar directly in front of me with my right hand. And this part's incredible. It's measuring the electrical currents running all throughout my body. And it's breaking down body composition. First, you're seeing body water, so my hydration levels. But let's take it even further. Next, you're going to see fat tissue, followed by muscle mass. And then lastly, bones and tissue. And now that I've captured all these metrics, we're able to start measuring my resting metabolic rate. Now, my resting metabolic rate is essentially how much energy I'd be burning even if I was just doing nothing.
Oh, I love you.
So this next part, it blows me away every single time. So the body scanner is actually detecting an EKG being produced by my heart. It's measuring those same electrical currents running all throughout my body, throughout my heart, allowing us to see the health of my heart. But take note to those rises and falls in the screen as the body scanner detecting my respiratory rate in real time, which gives us a better idea of my overall lung health. Now, this last part is I'm just going to relax my arms by my side, and it's actually going to spin me around, building a 3D body model. We've captured a lot of metrics so far, and what we're doing is we're using our technology to identify clues, and then we're going to give these clues to our doctors so they can actually learn, so then you can take more of a preventative focus on your health and move forward. So as you can see, I'm spinning towards the left. What's happening is 24 depth sensors that are shooting light all around my body. Think of those as just like 24 fancy cameras. And what it's doing is it's building a millimeter precision model of my body. Now guys, the body scanner, it's completely safe. It's non-invasive, it's non-radiative. You're able to do it 100 times a day. Even if a woman's pregnant, it's super safe. And what's really great about the body scanner is that after you build plans with your doctor around exercise, wellness, nutrition plans, we're able to start showing you how the metrics are actually affecting for after those plans. So it's just going to get one last frontal image of my body. And now you're actually going to see the 3D body model pop up on screen. Now this part, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, you have to have no doctor's office that I know. You actually get a 3D body model that your doctor's able to start reviewing with you. So that's neat. You can literally see the part of my hair, the ripples in my shirt. But let's use this to our advantage. This body scanner can also detect my weight, but it also is going to measure limbs. So, for instance, the circumference of my arm or also my chest. And then we're also able to capture my waist and hip ratio. Now, something really interesting about waist-to-hip ratio is it's actually correlated with one's heart disease. So it's relevant information for our doctors to know in real time, so they can start putting together preventative plans to get you where you need to be according to your metrics. And then we're also able to take my leg circumference. So that's it. It took, less than 3-4 minutes for that to actually finish. I'm in and I'm out, and I'm already with the doctor in the exam room. So now what happens? And then me and the doctor working together in our exam room, building a comprehensive health picture. And the first thing that we're going to do while we have you in the room is we're going to draw your blood. And generally, a lot of our members come to us and say, hey, I have to wait usually 3 to 5
minutes. Hi, Mom.
Hi. And that's what we call it. What we just know at blood processing lab on site, it takes 12 minutes to tell her to come back. And what we do to make sure rather than guessing around, now they can just zero in. Throw it into one of these discs, have it processed.
We can perform
it. 12 minutes, guys. That's how long it takes. Sitting side by side with your doctor, reviewing your blood information, understanding what these metrics mean, seeing what's in range with
If
you identify an area of opportunity, well, now you're able to start building a preventative plan around nutrition, around exercise monitoring, blood work, monitoring prescriptions, a more comprehensive plan rather than just reactive care. Now, the other thing
thing that makes Forward really unique is our genetic screen. Right now, we have an integration with 23andMe where we're actually looking for different genes where we can identify things that are neurological, autoimmune, medication.
dinner, hungry for all your breakfast favorites? Well, do you want America's biggest breakfast starting at $7.99 at Denny's?
It's that time.
Now open the free delivery.
7-day-old tuna casserole.
How do you know that?
Even those are strong. Meat has nails are strong. And it's already hammered. Then you're with over control. Oh, my God. Toby needs a bath.
Say one step ahead of stage.
No hot water.
No problem. Just call Gold Medal.
We're there same day with a brand new water heater.
And a professional fix for any other plumbing emergency.
For all your plumbing needs, call or visit us at goldmetalservice.com.
Next Jeopardy has all the feels.
What a score.
Of me.
What it takes to be a contender.
Of a fashion.
Watch Jeopardy. Tonight on Channel 7.
So we have our own air quality problems right now, but in Hawaii, they're dealing with a volcanic eruption. The Kilauea volcano in Hawaii began erupting early this morning. The eruption currently confined within the Hawaiian Volcanoes National Park, but officials say that they see there's no risk of populated areas at the moment. The volcano last erupted back in January, and before that was erupted for over a year before stopping this past December.
And those images are quite incredible.
I don't want to get a planetary. Everything we're seeing, we don't need any more cash.
I know, yeah. It looks like another universe.
Yeah.
Outside of looks like
Mars. Right. Listen, this can obviously influence weather patterns, too, because, you know, you have differential heating across the globe. And so you obviously can move weather patterns around and just sort of throw a kink into things. So this is what we're looking at. I mean, on just a sort of short-term basis, this fog has been, or this smoke has been so thick that our temperatures underachieved today. You know, we're able to get enough solar radiation to get us into the 70s when we stuck in the 60s. And if you look, this is just from Astoria over in the Midtown. And you can barely see Astoria, you know, we're less than a mile of visibility. We're 66 degrees. Smoke kills out there. And the latest air quality index is now at 413. If you missed our discussion earlier in the show, we get some
Of course,
I'm going to
Divine. I watch them grow. There's not much more. I'm not
bit later on tonight when I think these people are going to be the water, so I'll go get work. I got some.
How do you know?
I sleep with it. Mom, I just remembered something. I was here too for the summertime. I'm going to come home with food. PH2 every summer, you have the pants.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, because I'm...
Thank you.
You like ketchup?
Come down.
Thank you.
I serene beyond the world I do now. I got it.